Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kevin Sheehan, and he is host of the Sheehan Show podcast, the Kevin Sheehan Show podcast, talking some Washington Redskins to give us a lowdown on their side of things. How you been, Kevin? What's going on?
I'm good, Bill. How are you? That big boy burger sounds really good right about now.
It is it is something that I had begun fasting for 2 days ago, so I'm looking forward to pounding as many of us as I can tonight. So, speaking of pounding, apparently you're not allowed to touch a quarterback anymore. At least that's all the talk in these parts, right?
I mean, that was a terrible call. The roughing the passer stuff is up, 21 of those calls through 2 weeks, 9 last year. And I'm one of the people in town that have been I've been a huge Kirk Cousins fan. I'm actually rooting for him to succeed in Minnesota, and you know they bailed him out. I mean, it was a good hit. It's some of the things that it's one of those things that I think is starting to erode some interest. Although I keep saying I'm not going to watch as much if they keep flagging these plays. But there I am Sunday from, 1 until midnight consuming all of it. So that was a tough tie for you guys.
Looking at this game moving forward, the Packers come in a little bit better defense, although without Kevin King, they don't have as much depth on the outside as far as coverage goes. But offensively, we know if Aaron Rodgers can move, he's a threat. Jimmy Graham, obviously a new dimension to all of this. So defensively, the Redskins pretty good. So give me your thoughts on this matchup.
Well, I mean, the Redskins actually have some young talent. I heard one of the promos coming in about the Redskins' defense. The Redskins don't have the best defense in the NFL. It may be statistically number one right now in yards allowed, but this has been a real porous unit for several years running, but they've added some young talent. John Allen, their number one pick from Alabama last year, Daron Payne from Alabama this year. They've got a decent front seven. It's young. It got manhandled last week by Indianapolis, so it didn't look great last week. But there is some talent defensively. There's some speed and playmaking ability finally on their defense. Zach Brown's as quick as any inside linebacker in the game. Monte Nicholson, for many of you may remember him from the Big Ten at Michigan State. He has star potential at free safety when he's healthy. They're going to be a better defense than they've been in a long time. Still, the matchup this weekend is a difficult one for them.
Looking at the Redskins, offensively speaking, the Packers don't present this juggernaut defensively, but they've been better. But Mike Pettine brings it from many different areas. How are they handling the blitz?
Well, I mean, they handled it great against Arizona, but Arizona stinks. And last week, Indianapolis really got after them with their front four consistently. And Alex Smith was under siege for most of the day. They couldn't run the football either, which has been a problem around here for the last few years, which is sort of the underrated part of what Cousins did. Cousins had no running game, no receivers, and no defense, yet put up pretty big numbers and kept them competitive. We'll see if Alex Smith can do it. I think he and Jay Gruden right now are a work in progress. They missed on a lot of things last week, had an opportunity to throw it a little bit more early to move the chains, and they didn't do it. They forced the run, didn't do it very well. It's a work in progress offensively. They've got a veteran. He's a good quarterback. They're banged up a little bit this week along the offensive line, and really at this point their best pass catcher is Jordan Reed, their tight end, and it's not even close.
I was just going to say, I'm looking at this team and going back to what you talked about with Jake Gruden. Jake Gruden was with Cincinnati the last time the Bengals in Cincinnati beat the Packers. He was their offensive coordinator at the time. And how has he been as a head coach, and how has he been as far as guiding this offense and exiting himself from RG3 and such? I mean, have they got this thing back together now?
Well, he's an average head coach. I mean, I don't think anybody would really debate that. he really struggles in some of the areas that you see a lot of coaches struggle in, clock management, score management, that kind of stuff. He mangles that on a weekly basis. With that said, he is a good offensive mind. Specifically, you know, he's good at designing a pass offense. You know, they haven't had a lot of talent. They haven't been able to run the football. They haven't had good defense. I mentioned that before. You know, and when Jackson and Garcon left after 2016 and Jordan Reed was hurt last year, you know, Kirk didn't have anybody to throw it to, yet they consistently move the football up and down the field. And that's what I think a lot of Redskin fans expect, that Jay is offensively sort of able to scheme it up enough, even without the talent, to move the football and score points. With that said, they didn't do it last week. It was really one of the worst offensive showings in the last few years in a meaningful game, not a late season at a contention game, that we've seen in the Jay Gruden era.
Tell me about the division. I don't like Dallas. The Giants aren't very good, to be honest with you, at least in my opinion. But tell me about the division, about how that's going to hold up this year.
Well, the division has three very good defensive teams. Philadelphia is really good defensively. I think Dallas is going to prove out to be very good defensively. And I think the Giants actually are good defensively. Their issues will come with whether or not they can protect Eli and generate anything offensively. It's funny because we were talking about that today. I think it's got three excellent defenses, and with the Redskins being a young, talented group, it's sort of an on-the-come defense. It may not get there this year, but it could be a year or two away from being very good. Offensively, Dallas is challenged. Clearly, they don't have any playmakers outside of Zeke. Philadelphia, with Wentz back, they were lethal last year with him in the lineup. I think they will certainly, develop with him back in the fold, if he's healthy, into the division winner. And the Redskins are really a question mark right now. I actually think the Skins have as much overall talent as they've had in several years because they've added a lot of talent defensively. But I just think this Gruden-Smith thing may take a little while.
So when you talk about the Gruden-Smith thing taking a while, are we talking a season or are we talking six games in, or what are your thoughts?
Well, it shouldn't take that long. I mean, Alex Smith is a veteran and Jay Gruden knows how to scheme up a pass offense. But if you've seen Alex Smith, you know, over the years, he really has to have a running game and has to have weapons at wide receiver. That was one of the big decisions here in the offseason. The Redskins believed that they could go out and get somebody to replace Cousins that would be better and cheaper. Alex Smith is a good leader. He's a veteran guy. He knows how to play the position. He is arguably an upper half of the league starter. With that said, he succeeded in Kansas City when they ran the football and when they had weapons. The Redskins haven't been able to run the football in any season that Jay Gruden's been here, and they've really been lacking in weapons unless Jordan Reed is healthy and Chris Thompson is healthy. The two of them are legit weapons. Thompson is a third down receiver, and Jordan Reed really, next to Gronk and Kelsey, or you know, right after, maybe the third best pass catching tight end in the league when he's healthy. Playing 16 games has been an issue for him.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, the nose tackle, Deron Payne, they picked him first overall, or I should say in the first round of the draft. Give me your thoughts on how some of these young guys have progressed, but specifically Deron Payne, because he was, when I was watching him play, man, collegiately, he was a run stuffer, and he could actually cut off a lot of cutback lanes and put pressure on a quarterback. Has he really progressed like that for them?
Yeah, he looks great so far. And, you know, as Redskin fans, we've gotten used to sort of these first-round picks, you know, holding your breath on him. But Payne looks like the real deal. He's much more athletic than I think anybody thought he was when they picked him. And the Redskins in their 3-4 base, which they only play 30% of the time anyway, they have not had a nose tackle since they went to the 3-4 when Shanahan got here in 2010. Payne looks like the real deal. John Allen is definitely the real deal. This guy is a star in the making. Health has been an issue with him, too. He only played six games last year. But their front seven is talented, and it's young. And, you know, the biggest sort of testament to that is barely anybody around here is even mentioning Ryan Kerrigan's name anymore. Kerrigan's a good player. He's not an elite player, But they've got better players now in their front seven this year. And I think that's the glass half full look, is that they improve significantly enough on defense to have a competitive season.
Great stuff. I appreciate it. And I'm sure we're going to talk more down the road. Okay.
Thanks so much, Bill, for having me.
Thanks appreciate so much. There you go. That is Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show podcast, giving us the breakdown on the Redskins side of things. He was with the Redskins broadcast for a long time, and always good to sit down and chat a little bit. The Redskins got a pretty good defense, but I tend to easily say the Packers are going to win this game. Maybe a 10-point spread in this thing before it's all said and done. We'll wait and see, but Packers are going to win this game. I'm going to pick them tonight, too. You heard it here first. 855-830-8648. He, by the way, joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.